Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Com, not gom. Com. Joining me now from wherever he's at. Which is a very accurate way to put it. Is writer Dean Weingarten. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. Probably better than I deserve.
Well, I want to kick off with this simply because when I spun to Amaland to get to the All Contributors page, right there at the top of the page, is one of your articles. It's got a crazy woman with her hair jumping up, and it's about a absolutely stupid set of circumstances with a bunch of ignorant idiots in Idaho. That's what where I'd like to kick, because it's just, if it wasn't true, which... I mean, do you believe that dialogue between the presenter and the hotel is true?
It's absolutely amazing. And that is, you know, I interviewed JB, as he likes to be called. And I want to put up front that I may be a presenter at this conference someday.
Okay.
So I want to let that know. But
sure.
I interviewed him after I heard about this. And I it's hard to believe that functional adults actually made the accusation that they made. Obviously, they know next to nothing about the case. I've written extensively, as you know, about the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case.
Mm-hmm.
And the huge amount of misinformation and flat-out lies that have been perpetrated on the media about George Zimmerman. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. And what you see here is what that type of spreading of mistruths results in. It's as if these people, they don't care whether something is true or not.
Right.
If they hear it on social media, well, it must be true. I mean, this is a mark of a type of witch hunt mentality where what other people are saying is more important than what actually happened. And that's where this goes. And we have a large segment, nowhere near a majority. I believe it's a minority of the U.S., maybe 15% or less, that believe this. These statements that were portrayed here, but they are able to leverage their numbers with their ability to take over and control social media on a particular event,
sure,
which is what they did here. And I was a little surprised that some type of legal recourse was not considered.
Well, this took place November the 4th, so... Mr. Herron is not considering that?
Well, he may be now. But at the time, he wasn't. And he was in a very tight spot, I have to say. You know, you've got a very expensive conference that you've set up months and months in advance. And there's in the neighborhood, I mean, I don't know precisely, in the neighborhood of $500,000 involved.
Sure.
For a four-day conference. That's pricey. Everything has been paid for already. You know, all the presenters, their airline flights, the people who are coming have paid for airlines and hotel reservations and catering and everything like that. And so, suddenly, mere hours before the conference, not even a full day, before the conference is about to begin, the hotel management comes up to you and says, we can't have this one presenter here. He's really a problem. We're getting horrible things about him. We just can't allow it, even though all this stuff had already been agreed to, months in advance. And so, he said, okay, look, I'll call up George. And George Zimmerman, they're talking about. And he gets hold of him and says, look, we've got this terrible problem here. Everything's set up. I'm really sorry, but I'm paraphrasing because I didn't listen to the conversation. I'm presuming it went this way by the context and with speaking with JB. We're going to have to cancel this time, but, that's just the way it is. I'm not asking for you to send any money back or anything. It's just the way it is. And, of course, George, who has been vilified and persecuted for years, probably understood exactly what was going on. It's
sure.
More of the same. So, okay, it's canceled. So then JB went back to the management. And what just amazed me was at this time, they were not named, of the owners of the hotel has joined management, and they tell Mr. Heron. Now, this is my interview with him, so I haven't got anything from the management, though I'm considering
right.
If they will do an interview also. And they tell him, you can't have... Even with George not being here, we're not going to allow you to have the conference here. Now, this is the big change because it's saying whole conference, not here. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had to set up conferences like this. I have done, not at this level of financial level, but in my professional career, I had to set up a few conferences in maybe sort of close to this size. Maybe a little less, but it's no easy task. There's all kinds of things that have to be done.
Sure.
Of course, if you got lots of money, then they get done more easily. But
right. But they don't. So, he had till 8 o'clock the following morning.
The following morning, and this is
yeah.
Late in the afternoon already.
Yeah.
And they just tell him you can't. But what they didn't do is they didn't cancel all the room for the people who were already registered.
Right.
So they just canceled the conference, and that's a little bit different. So he is scrambling. I mean, seriously scrambling. I think we're probably getting close to a break here. I want to get into your break time. Are we closer?
We got a minute. So if you want to hold up right there, or if you want to tease us with what's coming up next.
So they're just scrambling, and we'll go to the next break. How's that?
That's fine. That's perfectly good to go. Looking, if you go look at this article and you look at the dialogue, as Mr. Heron points out, as it occurred, it's astounding how clueless the management of this hotel appears to be. And, I would love to know if they actually called the cops, to be honest with you. They said that they called the cops, and the cops said that they were unable to defend the hotel. They would be unable to keep the hotel safe.
I think they just made it up. I don't believe it.
Well, I mean, is Boise, Idaho, like New York, where the cops are just busy all the time? It doesn't seem like it would be.
Well, it's not only that, but police officers talked to J.B. Heron later, and we can leave that for after the break. I guess maybe my clock here isn't the same here. I just didn't want it.
Well, we're in it now. We are in it now. So we'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten from Amoland. You can find this at amoland.com. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking about This is something called the Lethal Force Gun Laws Conference. Is this an annual thing, Dean? Do they do it annually?
I think that they have stretched it out in the last couple of years to two conferences a year because they kept adding more and more subjects, and it just got too big. When it started getting beyond 4 days to 5 days to 6 days to 7 days to 8 days, we probably better split it in two parts and do it twice a year. That's what I understand.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's about every 6 months, I believe.
Right.
It was ordinarily being held in Washington State. But because of all the COVID restrictions, let's say, in Washington State put on by the governor, it became very difficult to do the conference. So they moved it to Boise, Idaho, where they'd had a fair number of students come from, and it wasn't a very long physical distance. You know, it was within driving distance of Washington. And so that's what they did. And they did their first conference there, and there was no hiccup. Everybody at the hotel loved them, so they thought. And, we'll schedule several more conferences, which they did. And then suddenly, just like out of nowhere, the day before they're going to start the conference, they're already setting up. They're at the hotel. They are setting things up. It's the afternoon before the morning they start the conference, and this confrontation just comes out of nowhere. I mean, it's just bizarre. I really have a hard time believing that this was spontaneously timed, shall we say.
Right.
It seems to have been timed to cause maximum disruption and maximum pain. Because if they would have, even a few days difference would have made a big difference in the amount of pain and disruption. And I do not know. I maybe I'll find out as I investigate and write more how this started. Who may have, whether there was one or more people involved who started it.
I
thinks that maybe somebody at the hotel, but he's not sure.
Well, that's the thing that I would say, simply because of the fact that it got picked up on Twitter by a bunch of leftists that seemed to be having a good time with it, knowing about it, like somebody put out a little press release or something concerning that it had been canceled. At least that's the way it seems to me.
Well, it does. And here's the thing. You see, the people on Twitter who do these things are unaccountable. And we don't know how many are real people, how many are bots. I mean, Twitter is amazing. Twitter has become this vehicle to rule the country and destroy people without any accountability or if the destruction is against somebody on the right. Or if the destruction is, shall we say, as long as the destruction furthers the far left causes, it's okay.
Right.
But if the destruction is aimed at somebody on the far left, well, then we can't allow it. So
sure.
It's this extremely partisan system. And it is taken as gospel by a great number of influential people who use it as a way to multiply their force, essentially, against people who are conservative. And look at all these ridiculous claims about George Zimmerman, which don't have any facts behind them at all. White supremacist? That is just crazy. George Zimmerman's grandfather, as I recall, is a black man. I mean, George is a Hispanic, essentially. These are things that were just made up. Nobody in the Twitter accounts mentioned the hit job that the networks did on Zimmerman by editing his 911 call.
Sure. Well, they're not going to, though, right? That you wouldn't expect that to happen.
Of course not. But, I mean, anybody who actually looks at the case, studies it, tries to figure out what actually happened, realizes that George Zimmerman was anything but a racist. He was not, if anything, he was very sympathetic to black people in their struggles. He mentored black youth. He identified with them. He was just a public-spirited guy who got caught up in a bad situation and was attacked by somebody who had real problems and had been just dumped by his probably first serious sexual, affair with a very, very attractive young woman who dumped him minutes before he attacked Zimmerman. Anybody who thinks about how young males react wouldn't be surprised that a young male who's just been dumped by his most significant other is in a pretty bad mood.
Right.
So none of that was brought up at trial because, frankly, the prosecution seemed to just be willing to look the other way on that evidence. And there's a lawsuit ongoing about that. I highly recommend there's a study of that called the Trayvon Hoax, I believe.
Yeah, I've
heard
that.
A documentary of it, and I recommend anybody who wants to understand what went on in that case to watch the documentary or read the book, because the investigator goes into excruciating detail about how he committed the investigation and what he found out, and it's absolutely mind-boggling.
Yeah. Well, when I saw that,
I'm sure there will be more Lethal Forest Gunlock conferences, and I will probably be doing follow-up stories on this because I want to understand what's happening.
Right.
And,
well, do me a favor.
And
hang on for me.
Connections.
Coming up on the break. Dean has well over 1,900 articles just like this one at Amaland. Well, not just like it. It covers the entire spectrum of the gun culture. So that's where you go. Amaland.com. Click on all contributors. He's on the middle left. 1,900 plus articles waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, when Americans remember the life and legacy of the civil rights leader. President Biden injecting politics into the day by claiming passing voting rights legislation would fulfill the legacy of King.
On this federal holiday that honors him, it's not just enough to praise him. We must commit to his unfinished work. To deliver jobs and justice, to protect the sacred right to vote, the right from which all other rights flow.
The Northeast is now dealing with a massive winter storm that brought freezing rain, snow, and ice to the Southeast. Nearly 80 million people from Georgia to Maine affected by the storm. Snow continuing to fall in places like Buffalo, New York, where a winter storm warning is in effect until 7 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News. A Texas rabbi says he's grateful to be alive Monday after an armed standoff at his Dallas area synagogue on Saturday. Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker was leading services at Congregation Beth Israel when Malik Fazal Akram, a British citizen, claimed he had bombs and demanded the prison release of a woman convicted of attacking U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Citron Walker joined CBS this morning to describe the terrorist attack.
Well, it was terrifying. It was overwhelming. And we're still processing. It's been a lot. It's completely overwhelming.
The FBI is now calling the incident a terrorism-related matter in which the Jewish community was targeted. The first week of the NFL playoffs wrap up Monday night with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Arizona Cardinals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, and is that about it on the Boise, Idaho thing that you'd like to, or you got a little more?
I'd like to put some more opinion out there.
Sure.
What these sorts of things remind me of, having been a military officer, is these are essentially false flag events.
Right.
The opposition, people on the left, find something that they believe can be twisted to remotely look like it's racist. And then, with their friends in the media, they frame it as racist and claim, see, you have to support us because we're stopping racism. What's amazing is there's so little actual racial discrimination that they have to do these false flags. There are several of them that we know of. The Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman is one of the more prominent ones. There was Ferguson, Missouri, the hands up, don't shoot. Let's see. There were.
Wasn't Rittenhouse, wasn't that one sort of one? Because, you know.
It was, because they called him a white supremacist. There's absolutely no evidence that he was even probably knew what white supremacist was. He just wanted to help out his community. I guess the idea in the Rittenhouse case is he supported the police. Therefore, he's a white supremacist. I mean, that makes
but the
no
only,
sense.
He missed the one black person who tried to attack him.
Right. But this, you know, it's like the claim that Clarence Thomas, one of the most brilliant jurists who's been on the Supreme Court in the last 50 years, and who has pretty dark skin, is not a legitimate black man because he's not leftist. Because he's not a serious leftist, you can't be black, they claim. I think President Biden said that during the campaign.
Yeah, he said that. Charlemagne the God,
left,
yeah.
You're not black.
Yep.
I mean, it's absurd. But this is the world we're living in right now. I think it's the dying gasp of a mediocrity that has relied on deceit and controlling the narrative in the United States for their power. And they just aren't quite able to do it anymore. The facts continually leak out in enough volume that they can't maintain the narrative. And this is part of it. This is part of it. It's so blatant, so outrageous that there's going to be pushback. People, I think it's now up to like 60% of the people in the country don't believe the old dominant media anymore. They think it lies to them, misrepresents the truth, is not trustworthy. And so new media will come up that people find more trustworthy. Or we will go to what existed up until probably about the 1880s, which was partisan media, whereas everybody understood that a particular media outlet had a partisan structure to it. It supported Democrats or it supported Republicans. And, you know, sometime I think in the 1880s, there were some outlets that started saying, well, you aren't going to be able to tell whether we're Democrat or Republican. We're just going to give you the facts as best as we can. And that lasted a little while. And then we started getting the progressives taking over the media again, certainly by the late 1930s. FDR was famous for putting one of his cronies in a powerful position in the recently formed Federal Communications Commission, during which that crony made sure that anybody who was on the big radio networks was a progressive. And, gee, then the television networks became progressive. So we have kind of an idea how it happened. So that, this is a continuation of that. But in order to make it effective, they have to get more outrageous, more obvious in the lies they put out. And that's what we see in this case. I believe there eventually will have to be pushback or we devolve into something, you know, sort of like maybe the former Soviet Union or whatever, where only a certain viewpoint is allowed on the public square.
Well, I mean, that I guess they can do that if they can maintain that. That'd be really hard to maintain. Plus, it's impossible, impossible. Yeah, it's nearly impossible to get out there and.
You have to impose something like the Chinese Communist Party control over the internet.
Right.
And they're trying. I think they seriously are trying to do it, but they haven't succeeded.
Well, so you know, the problem with that is that very shortly, see, this is the thing about the internet. It's a double-edged sword. Because the internet is a great tool, and it, you know, I believe that very shortly, the internet is going to be used to usher in a new individual freedom, unlike that which we've never seen before. Of course, they're trying to control the media, right? They're trying to control the media. They created Facebook. Facebook is gigantic. However, for Facebook to control you, you have to actually participate in Facebook. Same with Twitter.
And there are, and there are a lot of people on Facebook that make it their job to figure ways to get around the algorithms and make fun of Facebook. I'm kind of amazed at how many people on Facebook, basically make fun of Facebook as an illegitimate news source while they're using it.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't even ridicule. Cultivate it. I wouldn't even cultivate it if it were not for what I do.
I understand that I have an account which I rarely use, but I have to have it for my research.
Right. So, I mean, as far as, like, I don't have a Twitter account anymore. I tried to have one, and I didn't have one, and I've gotten rid of one Facebook page because I have two. I have the show page. I have a personal page. I had a professional page, and I saw no need for that. And, you know, all that being said, the only way they can actually control us within these entities is to be within these entities. And
correct.
The fact, like YouTube, YouTube is one that is controlled by Google, and gun reviewers get demonetized all the time. Now, they'll leave them on there, but for some people that actually want to make a living doing it, they can't for the most part. I think I made $125 last month off of YouTube. So I'm living it up. And by the same token, there are other things out there besides YouTube, but until the gun reviewers leave YouTube en masse and go somewhere else, they're going to. So I'm just waiting for the next big thing to come along, and I think the next big thing to come along is I'm sure the leftists don't have a plan B. They're so invested in plan A.
I worry about that.
Yeah.
I worry about the possible plan B because what I'm seeing is the far left now, particularly with Kyrsten Sinema's statement in the Senate, that she will not vote to destroy the filibuster.
Sure.
That pretty much means they aren't going to be able to pass the Democrats Can Cheat Free bill.
Right. Hang on right there, if you will. We'll continue this on the other side. This is getting good. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Find this stuff at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it.
Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. Now, do you think we'll be able to talk when you're in Vegas?
We may have to switch a day. I've got a dinner date on Tuesday. We may have to switch it to Wednesday. I don't know about Friday because I intend to be traveling. So
okay, we'll see. Well, I mean, we will adjust and adapt. You've been very good at it. My turn.
I appreciate it.
My turn. So Dean will be going to SHOT Show, and I really enjoy the Ammoland breakfast. The only thing I don't like about it is I get there before it starts, and then they're running us out of there because they only have it for X amount of time. If you are a breakfast eater, that's quite the spread that old Freddie Real puts out
there
for you.
It is. They do a good job. And what I am worried about, I started to mention at the last segment, is that the left will get so scared. And I'm talking about the movers and shakers, the people who promulgate the lies, who benefit the most from the deep state, who really believe, or at least believe to their benefit, that they have to control everybody else because they're the smartest people in the room. And if they don't have the power, my goodness, it might be used against them. One of the things the left consistently seems to do, in my opinion, because they are very used to controlling the levers of power and information, is they often telegraph what they intend to do by claiming that the conservatives are planning it. And they have been talking now. There's a number of points out about how conservatives are planning a revolution. They're planning a military coup. They're planning to not allow the election to go forward, or results to be overturned. And all this is very concerning because I believe the left is precisely planning those things, or at least considering them, because many of them believe they reasonably that they are at risk for the numerous crimes that they have committed in the past years and been successfully covered up. And people are, you know, the word is getting out. You know, what's this? There's a common saying now, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah.
And frankly, I have to admit, when I heard that he was being denied bail, he's a billionaire with prominent person who had always been at the court cases where he was supposed to show up. He'd always shown himself, you know, he had a history of reliability. And yet suddenly some prosecutor in New York says, we have to have him in prison because he's a flight risk. And it just happened to be the time when rumors were flying about that the Trump administration might get hold of information from Epstein. And I have to admit that at that time I said, I kind of doubt he's going to make it out of prison alive. And unfortunately, that was a prescient thought.
Yeah.
And now we find that the guards who were under investigation, who were in the prison at the time when a number of systems just conveniently failed, so there was no recording of what happened in the cell, all charges against them have been dropped. Gee, huh. Kind of coincidental, isn't it? But I try not to be completely cynical. Although it's not necessarily a bad way to evaluate the world. So that's what I see happening there. And then now what has to happen from the conservative side is there has to be pushback against this cancel culture that is out there. And I think it's starting to happen. But it's just much harder when you don't have the control over the media that the left has.
Well, here's the thing about this. Here's the thing about this, especially for people like me and you, in the space that we occupy, right?
Correct.
Now, I have very minimal stuff going on with Facebook. I have nothing going on with Twitter. They can't cancel me out of that because if they did, okay, I don't really know that happened. They're not going to cancel me with my audience. They're not going to cancel me with my company or with my network. So all those things being considered, cancel culture is really, if you fall prey to it, it really depends on how voluntary you are to be susceptible to what it does.
Oh, yes. And I would agree. And I see some glimmers, though, that the left is recognizing this, and they're saying, well, we can't just let anybody talk about anything. There have to be national standards set up so that, you know, some government board looks at what's going to be said. So misinformation, whatever we call misinformation, doesn't get spread about.
Right.
I mean, so that's the type of worrisome stuff, which is, you know, where totalitarians have generally gone in the past. It's rare countries that actually have freedom of speech, and the U.S. has been a rarity and an exceptional country for decades. But most countries don't have freedom to speak their mind.
Sure. But, you know, as far as the left is concerned, some of this stuff that they would like to do, like they're constantly wanting to say, we're about to start a civil war. The problem is that can't really happen unless you don't have two sides. The other thing is it's almost geographically, it would be very difficult to have a civil war because we're a different country than we did the first time. But the last time that happened was due to intransience of the Democrats in 1860 when all that started. They were completely intransient on certain things, wouldn't go anywhere with it, and decided it was time for war. So, okay, we're right. Obliged. We obliged them.
I heard this phrase, and it to me, it summarizes the intransigence of the left. When conservatives speak, conservative speech to the left is defined as violence. Leftist violence is defined as speech.
Sure.
So there's, it's this idea that there is no fixed reality. They've gone almost complete Orwellian. Words mean what I want them to mean at this time. If I want them to mean the opposite 2 days from now, that's fine. It's all advancing the revolution.
Right. The revolution.
Yeah, well, which in this case means supporting the status quo so that wealthy people continue to prey upon other people and the deep state continues to prey upon the citizenry. So that's where we are at. It's a strange thing because the left has for a long time claimed that they were the champion of the little guy.
Right.
When for many years now, they have been the champion of the big guy. Who gets 10%, I hear.
Something like that. We're about to run out of time, so you let me know what the schedule needs to be next week if you need to take the entire week off and do the SHOT Show thing. Because SHOT Show, if you've never been to SHOT Show is a lot of intensity during the week. It's going on from sunup to sundown. And
yes,
that carries over into after sundown as well. I don't know what Dean does. It certainly carries over with me. So you let me know how that's got to go, and thank you for joining me tonight.
I will do so. It is always a pleasure.
All right, boss. We'll be back again on Monday. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.